because as the TV pictures are showing pictures of the Shepherd 1 arriving at Edinburgh Airport, I'm joined by Severin Carell, who's in Princes Street. Sev, what's the atmosphere like?
Well, at the moment it's fairly quiet. I mean, there's just only a few thousand people slowly starting to gather. The Princes Street, as you may know, is the main shopping street through central Edinburgh. It's now completely closed to all traffic, and half of it is dedicated to the parade. There are railings and barriers all the way along its entire length underneath Edinburgh Castle and the Mound. But at the moment, I would say there's only maybe a couple of thousand people milling around. It's nowhere near the 100,000 predicted. And the parade of the St. Ninian's Day parade of about 1,000 school children and pipe bands from St. Ninian's Catholic schools across Scotland is due to start in 35 minutes. And I'm not sure they're going to get a very big crowd, to be honest.
Just take us through what's going to happen today.
Well, as you say, the papal aircraft, Shepherd 1, has arrived at Edinburgh Airport, where it's going to be met by Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, Cardinal Keith O'Brien, who's the most senior Catholic in Scotland, Archbishop Vincent Nicholls, who is President of the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, and also an honour guard from the Royal Regiment of Scotland. And after there, he's going to be going directly in this vast cavalcade of about 25 vehicles straight from the Edinburgh Airport through central Edinburgh down Princes Street to Holyrood Palace, where he's going to be meeting the Queen, Alex Salmond, the First Minister of Scotland, and having what will be quite a jam-packed ceremonial morning of presents being handed over, of addressing the media. And I think he's going to have a private meeting with the Queen as well.
You said you thought that not a lot of people are going to turn up to the in central Edinburgh. What about Bella Houston later on?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that there will be people turning up probably later. I'm not sure what, because there's basically three events taking place on Princes Street. The crowds will probably slowly build during the day. I mean, the Pope's convoy and his Popemobile are due to come back down Princes Street at about 12:30 today, by which time I expect there will be many, many, many thousands of people here. Bella Houston, where he's having his open-air Great Mass, the expectation is there's going to be about 65,000 people, possibly as many as 75, although expectations are being, you know, played down now because of, there's been some controversies over the £20 cost per head, over the transport arrangements, over the fact that people won't be allowed to bring umbrellas. And, you know, there's a kind of feeling that this visit, unlike the Pope's the visit by Pope John Paul II in 1982, hasn't quite captured the imagination of Catholics and the Scottish public in quite the same way. So probably a fairly modest and set of events, I think.
Well, there's been an incredible amount of controversy about this visit, not least those comments yesterday by Cardinal Casper. Do you get any sense that the sort of Catholic Church in Scotland is nervous about this trip?
I think they are, but not for the same reasons. I mean, unlike in other parts of the Catholic world, the child sex abuse scandals haven't really touched the Catholic Church in Scotland, which is quite separate from the English Church. I think the anxieties here are much more to do, perhaps, with just a general sense that active and kind of committed church going is waning, and that there's just a general decline in religious observance amongst Catholics in Scotland and other Christian faiths. So I think that's more anxiety. I think they are clearly nervous about his reputation overall. They're clearly nervous about the church's standing reputation overall. But I think their view is that they have, in a sense, victims of other people's wrongdoing. And the Scottish Church has also been very, very, very clear and very unequivocal in its condemnation of the paedophile abuse scandals and the cover-ups that have taken place in other jurisdictions.
Okay, Sev, I'll let you get back to the crowds. Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right, mate. Listen, I'm sorry about the ums and ahs. You can't edit that, can you, if it's an audio booth?